communication to finances and healthcare, every aspect of American life is connected to a computer. The dependence on technology puts the United States at risk of a cyber attack.
Malicious hackers want to undermine federal, state, and local networks. Some hostile foreign governments are testing and developing aggressive cyber warfare strategies. Private sector cyber espionage undermines the technological investments made by leading American companies.
Democratic Congressman David Price is chairman of the House Subcommittee on Homeland Security. He says businesses lose billions of dollars every year from cyber attacks. To protect the government and private sector, the Department of Homeland Security created the Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the center merges the private sector with the telecommunications and cybersecurity divisions within the department.
This is all designed to facilitate timely and effective crisis communications, crisis operations, in the event of a significant communications disruption or cyber incident.
Assistant Secretary of Cybersecurity and Communications Gregory Schaefer says the new center will make the United States less vulnerable during a crisis like a natural disaster.
There's been a number of reports, for example, that have thought about could someone leverage something like a hurricane and launch a cyber attack in that moment when we are, in fact, dealing with the physical disruption of the networks.
Schaefer says the new center will identify and report a breach of cybersecurity more efficiently than before.
So by having these units together, we expect that they will be able to be reactive in a much faster way, and they'll be able to plan more effectively for events as they're coming.
To better protect the U.S. from the technology it has so enthusiastically embraced. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.